This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome, fans, to another great season at Fairmont Park Racetrack. Hey, Brian. Nice Hello. To have you on, babe.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Hopefully this year. You know what? I got to tell you, man, I don't want to do this all season long, too. I got Jamie Gavilski coming in, and I got Christy O'Halloran. I think they're going to be doing the show whenever they need me. I'll pop in, but... Basically, it's going to be those two this time around. And I'm kind of doing this one because they couldn't do it, actually. So it's been a nice ride. I enjoy the show, but I am so busy with my other stuff that I even had to give up my tip sheet, folks. That's how busy I am. But you know what? We got to kick off the season, and tomorrow's the first day out there. We got to make it happen. So our fans, where are they at? In Africa?
Mauritius.
Mauritius. How the hell do I always forget
the
you?
The tiny island nation of Mauritius.
They race there a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. And our Irish people, Ireland.
Yeah, we always had good numbers in Ireland and the UK and
the
Canada.
UK,
and
Canada. Huh. That's amazing. So hopefully all that continues. And here we go, folks. You know what? Tomorrow is a big day because it's opening, and my friend, my old jockey, Rafael Hernandez, is coming to Fairmont Park, and how about that? I love Rafi, and I can't make it out there. I didn't even know he was going to be out there till last week. I found out maybe a couple days ago, and so here we are. So, hey, Rafi, when you're listening to the show, and I wish you all the best of luck in the world, my man, because I love you. You know that. You've always rode my horses, and I know you're just making a stop here. Then you're going to Woodbine, and I hope you kick ass up there, too. As for Fairmont Park, well, you know what? Right now we're at one-day racing, and then we're going to go to two. And who knows, man? I mean, we're still waiting on legislation on slot machines for Collinsville, so for Fairmont Park. And if all that comes through, which I think I'm very optimistic that this is going to happen, and when it does, I think it's going to be kick-ass. I really do. I think we're going to have a lot of racing, and it shows here. By the way, folks, I got to tell you, these odds, these morning odds, lines on these horses, I think they're really screwed up. I really do think they're screwed up. You can make some money. And, folks, I know you're going to be in the masses out there, and you're probably not even listening to the show. But you're going to be the smart bettor out there, and I'm telling you, don't get caught up in the numbers on the board. That's the first day of racing, I'm telling you right now. This is when you make money. The first couple weeks you make money because you get all the sheep going on the short end, the short odds, the 2-to-1 horses, the 6-to-5. I'm telling you, there's some money to be made out there. All right. Hey, and another prop out, another shout out to the guy that's doing the tip sheet now. I told you I'm not doing it anymore, Brian. And that's Leon Satz. And Leon's a good friend of mine, and I didn't know anyone that could fill in like him. And Leon's taking over here. He's at the helm. So show some love out there for the Green Sheep, my friends. Leon works hard, and, you know, he loves Fairmont Park a lot, and it'll show tomorrow's race day whenever the tip sheets come out. And I don't know anything about the gold guy. You know, me and the gold guy probably never hit it off anyway. So the Green Sheep, my friends, that's where it's at. All right, let's get to the race number one here. Race number one at Fairmont Park is a 5 furlong claiming tag. What's the tag here? We got purse 6,000 and the tag is 4,000. And I'm jumping on board. I'm jumping on board, my friends. I'm taking Rafael Hernandez on the very first horse, the first race here, and that's She's Fine Tuned. And that's Rafi Hernandez, and that's John Wainwright. And I like John. John early on, and you know what? John's always strong throughout the meet. I like John Wainwright's horse here, She's Fine Tuned, and that's Rafael Hernandez on board, followed by the three horse here, Causing Smiles, and that's Chris Amy. Chris Amy's in town too. Chris Amy is not a shabby jockey there, Brian. I'm telling you, this guy kicks ass up in Arlington. Now we got him down here. I hope it's more than one day, but Chris Amy is a pretty good jockey, and Brian Lemieux got the horse here, Causing Smiles. So we got the 5 and the 3. Here's the kicker here. You got a horse here, where the hell is he? I'm finding him right now. I'm finding him. Hang on. I got him here somewhere. Where you at, pal? Where you at? Yeah. The 2 horse. 5-2 morning line on this hallucination. Are you kidding me? This horse is not a 5-2 horse, my friends. I don't care what they say. If you're out there in the masses and you're not listening to the show, go ahead, play the 5-2. It'll probably get down to 6-5 because the first day running, I'm telling you right now, this horse is not going to win. I don't like this horse. I don't like this horse at all. And the hallucination is full of hallucination, right? That's the word, yeah. All right, that's what I'm looking at. 5-2 on this 2 horse, forget about it. Let's go with the 5 on top followed by the 3. So we got that going into the first race. That's what we got. Our second race of the day is let's check it out here. We got a maiden special weight here, 5 furlongs. And I went with the 4 horse here again with Rafael Hernandez. And this is Galeb's Hire or Here. See, if Jamie was here right now, he'd help me out with these damn names. But he's not. Or Christy's not, and I'm doing this on my own here. The 4 horse, Galeb's Here or Higher, H-E-I-R. What the hell would you make of that? H-E-I-R.
Air.
Air?
Air.
Air.
Yeah.
Like air. Like Air Jordan.
Air to the throne.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hair. That's it. By the way, did you catch the new show there?
Which one?
Game of Thrones?
Yes, I did.
Was it good?
It was very good.
I'm checking it out tonight. Pretty good?
Yes.
2 hours, right?
Not this episode. All the rest of the episodes, though, will be very long. This one was a lot more set up.
Was there one of those guys that died on the show? I mean, don't tell me who, but we got a death pool going out there.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Nope.
I thought for sure I was going to get something there. All right. In any case, we got 4 horse here, Galeb's Hair. And that's Scotty Becker, and Rafael Hernandez is on this horse. And I'll tell you what, 41% Scotty Becker is when the horse has been off 180 days. All right? These horses, or Scotty Becker's horses, just don't lay up and just eat hay all day. I mean, these guys are like Spartans. These horses that Scotty's got are like Spartans. They just work their ass off. It's no break time for them. They belong on the damn show, Game of Thrones. That's pretty good. You're laughing your ass off. I like that. Then we're going with the 8 horse here, and that's Allie's a Flirt. Let's make sure I said that damn thing right. Yeah, that's the 8 horse here. Allie's a Flirt, and that's Juan Molina. Juan Molina is going to have a good season this year. I really, that's the, my prediction. Juan Molina will have a great season this year. And Don Bentler's horse here, Alley's a Flirt, I think it's going to be up there. But Galeb's Hair by Scotty Becker and Rafael Hernandez, I think, steals the show here. So we got a 4-8, my friends. That's the way the everything. What's that thing that just goes back and forth?
Pendulum.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, the pendulum. The pendulum leads to the 4 and the 8. The 8 to follow. That's what we got here. The third race. We're going on to the third race here at Fairmount Park. You see how quick I'm moving this damn thing here, Brian? We got a maiden claiming 4,000, 5 furlongs. These are at the bottom. You know how you drink that beer? You got the Select. You got the Bud Light. Then you got the Natty. You got the Natural Light. This is the Natural Light beer here. And maiden claiming 4,000. And the horse I got up on top here is the 3 horse. Let's check out the 3 horse. This is Christmas Cookie. Christmas Cookie. Now, who the hell doesn't like Christmas cookies, Brian?
I don't know, but I don't want to meet those people either.
Yeah, but you like Christmas Cookie.
I love Christmas cookies.
I do, too. Anyway, I've been on a damn diet.
I know.
Anyway, I don't know why the hell they're throwing a Christmas cookie at me right now. I'm trying to get my mind off cookie, and here we go. A Christmas cookie here. Uriel Lopez on top. Jerry Hammond, I'll tell you what, he's put on some age, my friends. But Jerry's still hanging in there, and it's under Jerry's name. So Jerry Hammond's got this horse named Christmas Cookie, and I think Christmas Cookie has got a good potential here, and I'm going to take a bite out of it. I'm going to follow that up with Upset Special, and this is my Upset Special here. Cheadle is 15-1. I don't know how you make this horse 15-1. He's run maiden claiming races, 62-50, all right, at Hawthorne. Much tougher. And then he comes here, and the morning line guy made him 15-1. I don't see it, my friend. But in any case, have Cheadle in there. Act like you're real educated about horse racing. Go, oh yes, I like the Bordeaux. And what do you like? I like the 6 horse here. I like the 6 horse Cheadle. That is Cheadle, isn't it? Cheadle, or Cheadle.
I'd say Cheadle.
Cheadle. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Close to Cheetos, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I'm going with the 6 horse here as my upset special, Cheadle. And that's Christopher Amy on this horse. I love Amy, man. I don't know why the hell. 15-1 on an Amy horse. Are you kidding me? I'll jump all over that. And that's a Steve Fridley horse there, my friend. So keep an eye out on this one. And that's race number 3. And show a little love for this summer passport, too. And that's Dwayne Wells here. And that's written by Simpson. I have no idea who Simpson is. So, you know what? I'm sorry. It's the first day of the meet. Are you kidding me? And that's called Summer Passport. Summer Passport looked good last time out. I don't know. It's ran at Keeneland. It's ran at Ellis Park. It's a mountaineer horse. It didn't look bad. It likes to take the lead. I don't know if it could take the lead this time out, though. So that's what we got. We got a 3-6-7. 8-6-7-5-3. Yeah. All right. We got a 3-6-7 here, though. Who was it? Tommy Two-Tone, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Tommy Two-Tone. That was the only hit I ever heard from him.
I think that's because he was a one-hit wonder.
Mm. I like him, though. All right. All right. I'm glad you show the same inspiration I do on that. All right, let's move on to race number 4. Race number 4, we got a claiming 4,000, and this is 5 furlong here. A very, very competitive field here, folks. Can you see Jay... Randolph, he always he'll stand there by the paddock. We got a very competitive field here. Every field here is competitive, Jay. Every one of them. There's not one that. I mean, people always say the Kentucky Derby. That's real. Try to pick a maiden claiming 3,200 or 4,000. That's using a lot of brain cells, my friends. I'll tell you that right now. But this is a claiming 4,000, very competitive here. And I'm telling you right now, I got one that stood out here, and that is Boohoo Sue. And I'll tell you why. Boohoo Sue has run open 5,000. This horse is just running against anyone. He puts on a little war paint, goes, I'm going out there. So I got Boohoo Sue here. And you know what? My problem's always been, I always name female horses he. I do that a lot, don't I, Brian? But not this time. Boohoo Sue, you're a female. I know that. You're a mare. You're a six-year-old mare. And you're going to cross that wire first here. And this is Javier Taveras gets on the scoreboard here, my friends. Javier Taveras and Jimmy Watkins. Jimmy Watkins is a hell of a guy. I love him. Great guy, great trainer. I think he's had this horse. He's comforted the Boohoo Sue. What a name, though. Boohoo. I don't want to be named Boohoo Sue. And that's like the St. Louis Blues. Why do you name a team the Blues? I mean, that's a depressing name, the Blues. You want something upbeat. Let's change it from Boohoo Sue to Kick-Ass Sue here, because I got Boohoo Sue at 10-1 on top, my friends. How about that? 10-1 with Boohoo Sue with Jim Watkins. And that, you know what? I just checked this out. It's Gavisky. It's Jamie's horse. How about that? All right, Jamie, I'm wishing you the best, my man, at 10-1. Why the hell not? Then we're going with the seven horse. The seven horse here is Echo Star. I played Echo Star before. I like Mike Durham's horse here. Rafael Hernandez is on this one. And I think he'll make some noise. I just don't like where it's sitting right there. It has to be out in front. It likes to go to the front. If it doesn't take the front, we can have a disaster here. But I think Echo Star will be up there. If you guys are going to play anything here, play a 3-7. Followed by the 8, Precious Cowgirl, and then throw the 4 and 6 in there behind that as a kind of like a superfecta play here. So, all right, here we go here. Here's our play here. We're going with the 3 on top, followed by the 7, 8. No, let's go with the 7, 4, followed by the 6, 7, or 6 and 8. That's what we got. Now, let's play a trifecta like this. So, we got the 3 on top, followed by the 4-7. Yeah, because I didn't name the 7 as my second place horse. Yeah, I got Echo Star here. And the 4 horse here is Bird's Eye Baby. Where the hell did I come up with the view? Bird's Eye Baby, and that's a Baylon horse. Again, you're getting prices here, folks. Morning line, 8-1. I'm telling you, something's wrong here. Something's not right here on the first day, and we can make some money here. If the morning line guys got these odds a little too high or they're overpriced or whatever, we got to take advantage of it. That's what I'm saying. So in any case, that's what we got. I don't even know what the hell I just played, by the way, but I got number 3 horse Boohoo Sue on top here, and maybe we could change that name sometime when it starts winning. All right, now we're going to fifth race. Fifth race is a maiden special weight. I don't even know why I say maiden special weight. It's just maiden. They're not the same weight. What the hell do I say that for? I'm going with Galeb's the Great, and that's Chris Amy on top with Scotty Becker. I tell you what, when you hear Scotty Becker, Chris Amy, or Scotty Becker, Rafael Hernandez, that's a strong connection. That's a strong connection right there. I'm telling you, there's some jockeys and trainers, when they're together, man, it's a hard connection to beat. And I'm telling you right now, number 7, Galeb's the Great, Chris Amy. I got this one on top here, followed by WW Put and Take. I think that's what the hell I got here. Let's see what number that is. Where are you at? Yep, that's it, the 10 horse. And I tell you why. I tell this horse here, I'm not going crazy on this exacta, cold cut exacta, where I box the two horses like a 7 and 10, because I don't like the 10 hole in a short race like this. In a 5 furlong race, you're asking a lot here. You're asking a lot, and I don't know. I don't know. I don't think the horse likes to go to the front. On paper, he hasn't shown that. So if he falls back at all, you may have something in here that gets in between us and ruins us, throws a little gas wrench in there. That's the word I'm looking for. Throws a wrench in that engine there. So this is what I would play here, my friends. I would play a 7-10 exacta box, maybe $10, $15 exacta box. Then play another $5 trifecta or play a $1. What the hell? I'm not gonna take you guys down here. Take a 7 on top, followed by all, followed by 10. And then you can make a 10 all with the 7 too. I think it's going to run you about 8 to 12 bucks on that. Why not? Why not cover it? Cover it. That's what I'm saying. All right. So that's our fifth race. Our sixth race here. Our sixth race is a 4-furlong race. And I went with the Wildcat Light here. And which one is that? Yeah, that's the one horse here. Yeah, I like this. Javier Diego, I'm telling you, this kid likes to go to the front. If he's not at the front, man, he's a hard jockey to come back from behind. He's not a Rafael Hernandez or anything like that to where he – or like Lopez. Lopez loves coming from the outside. He's a stalker. Javier, he likes to take the front. If he's not comfortable at the front, there goes another gasket. But I think he can have the front here at a nice spot here, the one hole Wildcat Light. And they're going to have to catch Diego on this one. And this is a Kenny Jansen horse here. And I like Kenny Jansen. He's my Facebook friend, by the way. A little crazy guy, but I like him. Anyway, so we got Wildcat Light. And that's Javier Diego. Again, he's a front runner, folks. If you guys know a little bit about jockeys, keep that in mind. If the horse looks good on paper to jump to the front, this is the guy to have on. All right? And we're going to go with Blazer. Blazer is my tight for second here. Let's see where Blazer is here. Blazer is going off at 4-1. And this is a Charlie Walker horse. This horse, actually, I don't know. If you want to shift things around, that's all right with me because I like the sixth horse here. It ran a 101 speed buyer here at Churchill Downs, November of last year. And he won by 8 lengths on a claiming tag of 5,000 open. All right, that's not easy to do here, folks, because you got horses coming in from the east. You got them coming from Chicago. You got them coming from Oaklawn. And this horse put on a little war paint and took him on. Forget that last race at Turfway Park here because that was on synthetic. Forget that synthetic. This horse likes to run on dirt. Matter of fact, I'm changing it all around. I'm changing around, Brian. I'm taking the six on top. Blazer, Charlie Walker, and that's Tavares on this horse, followed by the one horse. He's gonna run out of gas. Wildcat Light just cannot run with this horse. I don't see it happening. I like the six horse here, Blazer, and I think this duck can fly. He's gonna wear down with this one horse here. They're gonna be fighting for third place. So that's what we got here. So in any case, I like Blazer and. Play a little bit on Jive Daddy too. Jive Daddy may sneak up there if this duck can fly and Wildcat Light get into a little spit contest here. Watch this horse named Jive Daddy here, and that's Rafael Hernandez. And I'll tell you what, and this is a strong connection here too, my friends. As a matter of fact, let's just throw those other two clowns out of there. Let's get Rafael Hernandez right there at second place. So what we got here is Blazer, and now we're going with Jive Daddy. This is my show. Why the hell not, Brian? I change it. That's what it's all about. There's no filter on this show. Not anymore. All right? So now we're going to the seventh race. Are you okay, Brian? You haven't said one word. Say one word for me.
I'm fine. I've been saying words.
All right. Okay. You're just nodding away there. I want to see if you were alive.
I'm still alive.
All right. Good. I like when you're alive. You know that? You're my guy. Seventh race. We got a seventh race allowance optional claiming 5,000. This is going 5 furlongs. This is not a bad race. We got some competitors here. But I'm going with the 6 horse here. Hide the Green, Juan Molina, Gerald Butler. I'll tell you what, man. Gerald Butler, when the meet starts, this guy puts on some war paint too. Because I'm telling you right now, Butler will have this horse ready. I'm sure he's had some works. So let's check him out right now. Where you at? Where you at? You're the 6 horse. You're in a good spot here. And, yeah, look at that. He had a bullet workout, 111. March 23rd, he came back and ran another bullet work. I tell you what, he knows how to work them. I like Gerald Butler. And I like this horse here. The 6 horse on top here, Hide the Green, Juan Molina. I told you, Juan Molina's going to have a great season this year. I got it. That's my prophecy. I said that right, right? Prophecy?
Yes, you said that right.
Okay, so Gerald Butler with Juan Molina with Hide the Green. And for second place here, I got Red Flag. You know, here's the deal. Here's the deal. All right, look, everyone, folks, this Muckaden Road, I've went down this road before. And I don't like this Foxworth camp at all. Every time I bet on it, they just throw me down. It's like a plane being shot down. I'm going to stay away from Muckaden Road. I can't even say the damn word. What is that? Brian, what is that? M-U-T-A. This was the one that last year I tried to say.
Yes.
And you know what? It was something in me that said, you can't say it, so don't tell it. Don't tell the people that.
Mutaknim?
Yeah, you can't say it either. It can't be right.
And that looks close to me. Mukhtakdim.
Nah, yeah, you're saying it right. You're not saying it right. Yeah, that's
Mukhtakdim
right.
Road.
Yeah, it's not there. It's not there. If I can't make it out, you can't make it out either.
Just do your best guess.
Yeah, and that's a 9-2 horse, and they'll probably bet this down a little bit, but I don't see it. I don't see it, my friends. 9-2 should be 6-1 or 8-1 in my book. That's what I'm looking at. But I like Hide the Green here, and that's Juan Molina with Gerald Butler as a trainer. All right, let's move on to the 8th and final race. How about that? 8th and final race. We got a claiming 3,200. If we want some money here, which I'm hoping we have, we've got some money in our pocket, and now we're looking at the 7 horse here. We're scrolling down here. We are checking out Smart Alex Posse, and that's Christopher Amy. Again, Chris Amy's on this one. It's a Jerry Hammond horse, and I think this one's going to be up there. I think, you know, forget the horse loves Fairmont Park, 18. He's been in the money here, 27. 27 out of 28 races here. How about that? That's not bad. 26, 27 races. He's been in the money here. Out of 28 races, he's run a speed buyer of a 102. He's 11 years old. He's no spring chicken. You know, he's no spring chicken, but he loves this track, and I think Smart Alec Posse will make a name for himself. You know what? Tiger Woods did that. Tiger Woods won that. Won the Masters. He's 41, 42 years old.
Yeah,
it's so crazy. Why not Smart Alex Posse?
I don't see why not.
That's right. Way to jump on board here. And we got Chris Amy on that one. And how about the 9 horse? 9 horse, I think you're going to make he's going to make a little run at the end here, and that's Roski. I've always liked Roski. Roski's always been one of my favorite horses out there, and that's a Juan Molina. And that's Eddie Essam Price. And Eddie Essam Price, my friends, is going to be a key player this year at Fairmont Park as well. You got Essam Price. You've got the Butlers. You've got the Hammonds. You got the Manleys. Hell, I'm forgetting some people. I know I am. But those ones really stand out to me. I like those trainers this year to have a damn good season. All right? That's what we got. I really don't have anything after that. I mean, I just have those 2 horses, and then you could just listen to your friend. You know what? I like the 6 horse. Okay, throw the 6 horse in there. But focus in on the 7 and the 9 here. Those are the ones that really stand out. And, you know, I like to see Elizabeth Thurman get up there. I like her. I like her. I like to see her get in the superfecta. She's been known to bring in some big-time long odds at Chicago. And she's going off at 15-1 here. If she gets in my trifecta or superfecta, which I think she's capable of doing, I think we're seeing pretty good, maybe 40, 50 bucks on the trifecta just because her horse coming in like that. A little shout-out to you, Elizabeth. How about that? All right, my friends, that's what we have for Fairmont Park again. If Jamie and Christy, I don't know, if they want me to do the show with them, I'll do the show with them. But again, I'm just not, I'm not filtered this year. I'm not filtered. I'm out of the box this year. I want to say whatever the hell I want to say, and I want to keep it like that. Fairmont Park, I know you guys are trying your best. Let's make it happen here. Legislation, let's make it happen. We got a new governor. Mr. Governor, don't forget us. We love you. We love you. We want those slot machines. All right, from Brian, Jono, and wishing you all the best luck out there tomorrow. Kick some ass, cash in some winning tickets, and we'll see you next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmont Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmontparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.